Our next story is about someone who became a refugee because of World War II, but that's just one detail in her very complex and very interesting life. Noor Inayat Khan was the daughter of an Indian father and an American mother. She was also a Muslim. And during the war, she became a special ops agent for Britain, working undercover with the resistance in Nazi-occupied France. Really fascinating character. Shrabani Basu is the chair of the Noor Inayat Khan Memorial Trust in Britain and author of The Spy Princess, which is all about Noor Inayat Khan. Basu has also organized a lecture about her tonight in London. Basu, thanks for being here. Tell us, first of all, who was Noor Inayat Khan?
Well, Noor Inayat Khan was a secret agent in the Second World War. She was born in Moscow. She was, as a young girl, she lived in London, and then the family moved to Paris. So she was brought up in three countries. She was an international citizen of the world, as it were. And when the German army was about to occupy France, the family escaped. So they came as refugees to Britain. And she volunteered. Her sole aim was to volunteer for the war effort and help her adopted country, which is France, win back its freedom.
So she was also a princess, this really colorful background. What was she like as a person? Like, what compelled her to take on this kind of really adventurous mission?
Well, she was actually a dreamy musician. She wrote children's stories. That's what she did when she was in Paris, as she was growing up. She played the harp, she played the veena, she composed music, she wrote children's books.
So this working undercover with the resistance in Nazi-occupied France, that some of her colleagues during training didn't think she was actually suitable for that kind of work in the field.
That's right, because she was very dreamy, and because she was a Sufi and believed in nonviolence, and she once said that she wasn't going to tell a lie, which of course doesn't quite run with, your life as a secret agent, because that's a big lie. You have a cover name, you have a false passport. So when she made these statements, they sort of said, was she suitable? But her superiors also noticed a very steely side to her. They saw an inner strength in her, and they knew she would do the job, which she did. Because she was an excellent radio operator, so she'd mastered that. She was working in the most dangerous area in Paris. She was surrounded by the Gestapo, but she managed to survive 3 months, whereas her male colleagues survived 6 weeks. And the life of a radio operator was so dangerous that was the life expectancy, 6 weeks. She survived 3 months. She took on the job of 6 radio operators when the others in her circuit were arrested. She was asked to return to London, but she said no, she wouldn't abandon her post. So she kept going, but she was betrayed.
Yeah, what happened?
She was betrayed by the sister of one of her colleagues. It was a love triangle. Noor was very beautiful. Everyone was in love with her. And this sister was jealous of Noor. And she betrayed her. She sold her name to the Germans. And they broke into her flat and they arrested her. But Noor being Noor put up a big fight. It needed 6 burly men to hold her down, take her in the car to the prison, because she bit fiercely and she drew blood. She wasn't going to just go easily.
Yeah, and they tortured her and tried to get information about her communications, but she never gave in, did she?
No, she didn't reveal anything. Right till the end, they didn't even know her real name. They had no idea she was an Indian. She said she was Nora Baker. She took her mother's maiden name, Baker, and used that. She was not going to accept being a prisoner. She made 2 really daring escape attempts. She did everything she could to beat the Nazis at their game.
But was ultimately executed in Dachau.
She was. She was taken along with 3 other women agents, and they were transported from a prison in Germany to Dachau concentration camp. And there she was, she was the one who was chosen for further torture because she was dark-skinned and because she had a label of being highly dangerous. So they targeted her and they tortured her all night, and then a sadistic SS officer shot her. But she went down screaming, "Liberté," so they didn't get her spirit.
Yeah, so in this age of singling out some Muslim refugees, here's a Muslim refugee fighting a guerrilla war, but in this case, on the noble side of history.
Absolutely. She was fighting fascism, which is what makes her, the principles she stood for, so relevant even today. We see the neo-fascist groups rising in Europe. We see the far right emerging everywhere. We see walls being put up against refugees. And the messages that Noor stood for, this war that they took on, her personal sacrifice, the highest sacrifice of her own life for this cause. These are messages that we need to remember. We need to remember these lessons of history. Why did we fight against fascism? Why did Noor fight against fascism? Not to repeat the mistakes of history. So we started the trust and we started a series of lectures, which are called the Liberté series, which is what will be happening in London this evening.
Shrabani Basu is chair of the Noor Inayat Khan Memorial Trust and author of a book about her called The Spy Princess. Shrabani, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.